Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 275. Praise now, creative mind, maker of earth and heaven. Glory and power to him belong. Joy of the sun and skies, strength where the hills arise. So let us praise with joy and song. Hymn number 275. The scriptural will be given this morning by Suzanne from Vermont.
I shall read from 1 Corinthians. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind, and in the same judgment. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that, according as it is written, he that glorieth, Let him glory in the Lord.
Let's now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love. And
lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 141. If the Lord build not the house, they that labor build in vain. Father, may our cornerstone stand four square without a stain. Hymn number 141. Welcome to the Sunday morning service at the Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, and we had a really good one this morning. So if you missed it, be sure to catch it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel. We have a Sunday school for children that takes place at 11 a.m., same time as our service. And that Sunday school has its own teleconference phone number so that any child anywhere in the world can attend just by dialing that number. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And you can participate and listen to all of our services either on our website or over the telephone by a teleconference number that we provide for that purpose. And we have a nursery available for all of our services for infants and toddlers. Let's see, our next Bible study session will be held this coming Saturday, February 29. So check the website for Bible study questions, and please join us Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You'll be glad you did. We have a website that contains a huge amount of inspired, healing messages, songs, everything else you could ever hope for. One of the articles that I'd like to point out that is featured on our website homepage is entitled Meet the Claim of Advancing Age. If you've ever thought you might be getting old, please read this article. It's by Gilbert Carpenter, but it's attributed by him to his teaching by Mary Baker Eddy. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we're going to have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading this morning will be given by Dale from Virginia.
Page 434. The first allusion to Christian Science reached me in an article I read on that subject. Later, a friend came to visit me, bringing me a copy of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. For 2 weeks, I read it eagerly. Then I sent for a copy for myself. When it came, I began to study it. The Bible, of which I had had but a dim understanding, began to grow clearer. The light grew brighter each day. Finally, I began to treat myself against ills that had bound me for 28 years. At the end of 6 weeks, I was healed, much to the amazement of all who knew me. From that time, my desire was to help others out of their suffering and to talk this wonderful truth. After a while, I took the class lectures, and I'm doing what I can to spread this healing gospel. AMG.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 16 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Mind. The golden text is from Psalms. He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The responsive reading is from Exodus and Proverbs. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding.
He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly.
He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints.
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible, Malachi. Unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. 1 Samuel. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive, and were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives, and their sons, and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. And David said to him, canst thou bring me down to this company? And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. Luke and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. John. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which has sent me. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. James. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Proverbs. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Amanda from Missouri will now read.
I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. God, the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. Mind, the only I or us, the only spirit, soul, divine principle, substance, life, truth, love. The one God, not that which is in man, but the divine principle, or God, of whom man is the full and perfect expression. Deity, which outlines, but is not outlined. The real jurisdiction of the world is in mind, controlling every effect and recognizing all causation as vested in divine mind. Mind alone possesses all faculties, perception, and comprehension. Therefore, mental endowments are not at the mercy of organization and decomposition. Otherwise, the very worms could unfashion man. A Christian scientist's medicine is mind, the divine truth that makes man free. A Christian scientist never recommends material hygiene, never manipulates. Mind can heal, and this mind must be divine, not human. Mind transcends all other power and will ultimately supersede all other means in healing. In order to heal by science, you must not be ignorant of the moral and spiritual demands of science, nor disobey them. Moral ignorance or sin affects your demonstration and hinders its approach to the standard in Christian science. God knows our need before we tell him or our fellow beings about it. If we cherish the desire honestly and silently and humbly, God will bless it, and we shall incur less risk of overwhelming our real wishes with a torrent of words. God is not influenced by man. The divine ear is not an auditory nerve. It is the all-hearing and all-knowing mind, to whom each need of man is always known and by whom it will be supplied. The Father in secret is unseen to the physical senses, but he knows all things and rewards according to motives, not according to speech. To enter into the heart of prayer, the door of the erring senses must be closed. Lips must be mute and materialism silent, that man may have audience with spirit, the divine principle, love, which destroys all error. It is the prerogative of the ever-present divine mind and of thought, which is in rapport with this mind, to know the past, the present, and the future. Acquaintance with the science of being enables us to commune more largely with the divine mind, to foresee and foretell events which concern the universal welfare, to be divinely inspired, yea, to reach the range of fetterless mind. To understand that mind is infinite, not bounded by corporeality, not dependent upon the ear and eye for sound or sight, nor upon muscles and bones for locomotion, is a step towards the mind science by which we discern man's nature and existence. When we wait patiently on God and seek truth righteously, he directs our path. The demands of truth are spiritual and reach the body through mind. The best interpreter of man's needs said, "Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink." If there are material laws which prevent disease, what then causes it? Not divine law, for Jesus healed the sick and cast out error, always in opposition, never in obedience, to physics. Mind's control over the universe, including man, is no longer an open question, but is demonstrable science. Jesus illustrated the divine principle and the power of immortal mind by healing sickness and sin and destroying the foundations of death. Mankind will improve through science and Christianity. The necessity for uplifting the race is father to the fact that mind can do it. For mind can impart purity instead of impurity, strength instead of weakness, and health instead of disease. Truth is an alterative in the entire system and can make it every whit whole. One says, I take good care of my body. To do this, the pure and exalting influence of the divine mind on the body is requisite. And a Christian scientist takes the best care of his body when he leaves it most out of his thought, and like the Apostle Paul, is willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Mind is the source of all movement, and there is no inertia to retard or check its perpetual and harmonious action. Mind is the same life, love, and wisdom, yesterday and today and forever. Matter and its effects, sin, sickness, and death, are states of mortal mind, which act, react, and then come to a stop. They are not facts of mind. They are not ideas, but illusions. Principle is absolute. It admits of no error, but rests upon understanding. When we fully understand our relation to the divine, we can have no other mind but His, no other love, wisdom, or truth, no other sense of life, and no consciousness of the existence of matter or error. It should be thoroughly understood that all men have one mind, one God and Father, one life, truth, and love. Mankind will become perfect in proportion as this fact becomes apparent. War will cease, and the true brotherhood of man will be established. Having no other gods, turning to no other but the one perfect mind to guide him, man is the likeness of God, pure and eternal, having that mind which was also in Christ.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 160. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. It matters not what be thy lot, so love doth guide. For storm or shine, pure peace is thine, whate'er betide. And of these stones or tyrants' thrones, God able is to raise up seed in thought and deed to faithful his. Hymn number 160.
People cry.
Let's now sing hymn number 58. Father, we, thy loving children, lift our hearts in joy today, knowing well that thou wilt keep us ever in thy blessed way. Thou art love, and thou art wisdom. Thou art life, and thou art all. In thy spirit, living, moving, we shall neither faint nor fall. Hymn number 58.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Finally, brethren, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the love of God and peace shall be with you. Amen.